Hey guys, you're back with Jayla's Mind, but this time it's Breeze's Mind, so we're gonna hear what the fuck she's gotta say. Go, Breeze, tell them.
Okay, so one thing I just wanna say, I saw a tweet the other day, and it literally said, if you don't want me, don't bother me. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's the realest shit I've ever heard. Do not call me at 3 a.m. if you know good and well you don't want me there, but I'm only convenient for you. Do not answer my text messages if you know you don't actually want to answer. Don't fucking Snapchat me back if you know good and well that you don't want this streak to keep going. Don't do that. It doesn't make any sense. If you don't want me, don't bother with me. Let me move on from you. You move on from me. And it makes life so much easier. I don't understand why we're fighting each other. Why we're fighting ourselves. If I didn't want you, I wouldn't talk to you. Yep. If I didn't think that I needed you in my life, I wouldn't want you there. I wouldn't be calling you at 3 a.m. when I'm drunk. I wouldn't be Snapchatting you because I want to see your face. I wouldn't be FaceTiming you because I want to hear what your voice sounds like at fucking 4:30 in the morning.
Period.
Don't do that when you know good and well there's someone else in the back of your mind that's not me.
Facts.
If I'm not the main person in your head, please leave me alone.
The fuck
it
alone.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
None.
The only thing that makes sense is if you really like someone, you really fuck with them, you're like, hey, you know what? If you're drunk, I'm going to answer the phone at 3 a.m. just because, like, I want to make sure you got home safely. Bam. I want to make sure that you're not going out sleeping with some other guy because you're drunk as fuck. But you, literally, the first thought in your mind was, hey, I want to call so-and-so. Mm. I want to talk to them. Like, yep. I'm drunk as fuck, but literally no one else is in my head but them.
But
that
them.
Makes perfect fucking sense. Yep. I don't understand why when you're drunk as fuck, you want to call somebody, you're going to call, oh, I'm going to call Sarah because Sarah has a good-ass pussy. No, bitch, we all have the same pussy. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if you like her, but you, like, love me. It doesn't matter about that shit. It matters about who you want to be with at the end of the day.
Yep.
And if you're not going to, like, commit to that person, then leave them alone. Don't bother with their mind. That shit is fucked the fuck up. And it messes with people's mentality. And it messes with people's mental health. Mm-hmm. And it literally makes them feel so fucking shitty. Like, I don't even know. I feel like I'm just ranting right now, and I'm
bitch,
so sorry.
Bitch, that's the point of Jayla's Mind.
I'm so
rant
sorry.
And say what the fuck but you want, because it's true. Like,
literally, I'm sorry.
Don't play with people's emotions,
it doesn't
people.
Make sense.
Don't do that. That shit is fucked up. It's
like,
fucked up.
It makes me wonder. I'm like, who raised you? Who raised you to think, like, yeah, I don't like her, but, you know, this is kind of fun. Let me just keep going on with it.
That shit's fucked
like,
up.
That doesn't make sense.
It
if
doesn't.
You don't like somebody, leave them alone, because you don't know, like, how emotionally attached they are getting to you. You don't know what they're going through, like, in their personal
right.
lives that
yeah.
makes them, like, damn, I really need this person with me, and they feel like they need to be with you, so
yep.
you should be there for them. You
exactly.
shouldn't be just like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of convenient right now, so, yeah, let me go for it. Or, oh, no, you know what? I really don't really like her that much, so let me text this other girl just to see if she's awake. And if she's not awake, then I'll text her back.
Boom.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
None.
None of that makes sense. That's literally just hurting the person that you supposedly like and then, like, leaving them with no sense of, like, self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I feel shitty when people do that to me.
Yeah.
So I have, like, no self-worth. I have no, like, esteem, no self-esteem. It's just, like, everything about me is just, like, damn, you really fucked me the fuck up. And none of it makes sense.
First,
and at this
let
point,
me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I just thought of something. So, like, you know how my room sometimes be hella dirty? You know? And I feel like that be because, like, sometimes I be hella depressed. And I don't want to clean my room because, like, my life doesn't feel clean. So, like, I remember I invited some guy over or whatever. And that was the first time in, like, a week or two that I fucking cleaned my room. Like, I cleaned the shit out of it. And I was like, I'm cleaning my room for this guy who... Ah!
I'm sorry, I remember.
Who probably won't give a fuck or notice any of this shit because, like, you know, like, I feel like guys are just so fucking oblivious to how people feel sometimes. Like, they're so wrapped up in how they feel and, like, how they think everybody else should feel. Like, it's just fucked up. And, like...
Yeah, they're lit over there. We should
right,
there.
Low-key, this party will come
this
lit
party
now.
Is, well, look, let's get
you
our
weed.
You
know what? We, yeah, we're about to get our weed. I mean, our...
Bitch, they're still lit.
Either
yeah,
way,
going.
Yeah, we're going over there. We don't even know whose party that is, but we're going! Anyways, that was a little rant, and it was also
really,
very...
Really, the moral of the story is fuck boys.
Exactly. Fuck them. Or were you literally saying fuck boys?
you know, like, fuck boys, as in, like, bitch, get the fuck away from me.
Bitch. Okay, like, fuck, comma, boys. That's what she meant. Anyway, thank you for tuning in again, and thank you guys for listening to our last rant about men. Please turn off your blinker. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Mwah! Thank you for watching. I'm not watching, listening.